From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The campaigning is underway in France's runoff presidential election. Ahead of the second round of voting, nationalist anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen announced that she is temporarily stepping down as the leader of her National Front party so she can run as a candidate for all the French. Her move follows Sunday's vote when French voters put her in a runoff with centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. The runoff election is set for May 7th. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. met in Tokyo Tuesday to discuss the North Korea crisis. U.S. envoy for North Korea said he and his counterparts from Japan and South Korea plan to work together on the North Korea issue.
We agreed among the three of us that we will coordinate all actions, diplomatic, military, economic, regarding North Korea. We'll continue to work very closely among the three of us together, as well as with our international partners.
And President Trump spoke by phone to leaders of Japan and China Monday to discuss concerns about North Korea. On Wednesday, the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing on North Korea at the White House for the entire U.S. Senate. Turkey said it carried out airstrikes early Tuesday against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. Turkey says the strikes were aimed at preventing rebel weapons, ammunition, and explosives from crossing over the border into Turkey. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict in Syria, said Tuesday's airstrikes killed at least 18 U.S.-backed People's Protection Units, or YPG fighters and media officials. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says trials of new malaria vaccine will take place in three African countries. The announcement was made ahead of the UN World's Malaria Day this Tuesday. And as Henry Ridgewell reports, the chosen theme for this year is a push for prevention.
Malaria remains one of the world's deadliest diseases, killing close to 500,000 people every year, mostly in Africa. So the testing of a new vaccine called RTSS has been greeted as a great step forward. It's hoped that 360,000 children will be vaccinated between 2018 and 2020 in Kenya, Ghana and Malawi. The $50 million trials in Ghana, Kenya and Malawi are being funded through a network of NGOs and global institutions. Far greater investment will be needed to roll the vaccine out globally if the pilots prove successful. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but told a group of conservative reporters Monday he is willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project rather than insisting it be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. The current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midnight Friday, leaving Mr. Trump and congressional negotiators to have just days to reach an accord on funding priorities through the end of September. Anti-government activists in Venezuela blocked thoroughfares in the capital and several other cities Monday, continuing a fourth week of street demonstrations to press leftist President Nicolas Maduro for new national elections. Maduro, in his weekly television address Sunday, endorsed voting later in the year for mayoral and gubernatorial post. He said nothing about moving up elections for the presidency. His term expires in late 2018. The U.S. State Department Monday removed the post from one of its websites describing President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate after receiving sharp criticism that the post appeared to promote the president's private business interest. Membership fees at Mr. Trump's resort doubled to the cost of $200,000 after his election in November. The president has visited Mar-a-Lago seven times since taking office, including trips to host leaders from China and Japan. A Haitian politician and former coup leader is facing prison time and a steep fine after pleading guilty in a U.S. court to conspiring to launder drug money. Guy Philippe took a plea deal on Monday. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.